This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Milwaukee Bucks agreed yesterday to a 30-year lease on the new arena on which they hope to begin construction this summer. They'll pay a minimum of $1 million a year to the Wisconsin Center District. Meanwhile, another nearby project on which the Bucks are a partner took another step forward this week as well.
A zoning change got preliminary approval for Marquette University and Aurora Healthcare's new Athletic Performance Research Center on the Near West Side. The Milwaukee Common Council could give its final approval tomorrow. Michael Lovell is president at Marquette, and Nick Turkle is president of Aurora. And for the first time, they've come together for an interview on the center. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Why is this facility so important to the strategic plans of both Marquette and Aurora?
Well, it fits so many boxes of our strategic plan. You know, first and foremost, you know, we are trying to double our research over the next 5 years. This facility will give us a world-class research center that will really help us not only do more and better research. It'll also attract faculty and students that are going to be at a high level. Also, we'll create partners, you know, through Aurora Healthcare and others, the Milwaukee Bucks, that we can do some really great research with. And also, to think about the experience for our students, you know, the ability for us to have, you know, clinical applications, coursework, recreation and wellness will be in the facility as well. So it really hits a lot of the areas we're trying to focus on as a campus.
Well, and can you talk about the specific departments that will be either housed there or partially housed there? Who's this going to serve as far as Marquette goes?
Well, certainly our College of Health Sciences, you know, things like physical therapy, exercise physiology, and other fields where we do have significant strength in our biomedical sciences. Also, bioengineering will be a huge component of this. And also just in biology and some of our other sciences, you know, will be there as well. And think about things like psychology, nutrition, which brings in, you know, nursing and other units on our campus.
So what are the boxes that this ticks for Aurora?
Well, it ticks a lot of the boxes for us strategically. First of all, we're very involved in research now in a number of areas. This allows us to expand research in some specific areas in partnership with Marquette that we think are going to be generalizable to the population we take care of across Wisconsin. So the ability to learn more about exercise, about physiology, about wellness, behavioral health components, that's critical to our population across Wisconsin. We'll be able to use that information effectively. But beyond that, Aurora has partnered with Marquette for a long, long time in areas like caring for students, in many areas where we work together around nursing school, in physical therapy, sports medicine areas. So the ability to expand that and work together on an exciting project like this is phenomenal. And then for Aurora, the last box that it checks is what we're able to do for the community. The area of Milwaukee where Aurora Sinai is located, where Marquette is located, this is a very important part of the near west side of Milwaukee. And Mike and I are both so committed to making sure that we not only live there and are part of the community, but that we make it better over time and are part of revitalizing downtown Milwaukee.
Do you see a connection between this facility and the continued existence, if not strength, of Aurora Sinai? Because it's in a challenging place.
Well, you know, I might talk a little bit about Aurora Sinai. We had a Near West Side partner meeting yesterday, and I talked a lot about the phenomenal services we have at Aurora Sinai. Our commitment to Sinai is absolute, always has been. We have superb programs there in sports medicine, in orthopedics, in moms and babies, in geriatrics. So this is a way that I think we make it clear to the community that we're there forever. And yes, it strengthens Aurora Sinai too in a number of ways, but it is, it's just making something that is good even better.
Mike Lovell, I mean, this is a part of downtown where the footprint of this new facility will be that's kind of been forgotten over time. And at the same time, it is very much adjacent to Marquette's existing campus.
Yeah, so we feel very fortunate that we were able to acquire 12 and a half acres that is contiguous to campus. I refer to it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And as Nick said, we also look at this as part of the revitalization of Milwaukee. When I drive downtown, I come down Michigan Street because it's faster than on Wisconsin. And I've always thought, you know, you're kind of on the backside of the nice buildings in Wisconsin, and there's really it's an area that needs attention. And so if we're going to develop from the 600 block to 10,000 block of Michigan Street, it will totally transform that corridor of Milwaukee. And then you think if you go further down 6th Street, you know, as you start heading north, you're going to run into the new Bucks Arena. So just think about how between this project and that project, how that whole area is going to be redeveloped.
You mentioned the Bucks, and the Bucks are a partner in this project. And I suspect there might be people who look at it casually and see, well, this project's going up. The Bucks Arena is going up. This is about serving, you know, professional grade athletes who already have, you know, sort of the world at their disposal. How does this facility touch an average person, either directly or indirectly?
I can talk a bit about that from the healthcare perspective. What we know about athletes and exercise and sustainability and conditioning and behavioral health components of athletics and what makes it work well and what doesn't, it's a very small field of work so far. And one would think that there would have been more research and attention to it, but there really hasn't. So when Mike and I began the discussions on this and the research components of it, one of the things that was important to Marquette and to Aurora is that this be focused on a large swath of athletes. So not only collegiate and professional, but we hope into childhood and other areas so that we can work on keeping people healthier as they are athletic. And then for people who perhaps haven't been so athletic, we can help them to be more active using some of what we learn in the research.
This sounds like, the buzzword is translational medicine.
It is. And I think for those who are not familiar with that term, what we've been involved in research at Aurora in a number of areas and will be in this one is getting knowledge that we can apply directly to our patients. That's the important thing. There, historically, in healthcare, there's been a huge gap in time from the time of research to the time of implementation for real patients who need the data. Now we can do that more quickly. And in this particular area, I think we're going to find a rich amount of information that will be helpful to athletes and to others.
At the same time, Marquette, it's no secret, has a competitive intercollegiate athletic program. Is this likely to be part of the equation when it comes to recruiting top-notch athletes?
Yeah, so we already have a pretty big program in data and analytics. We instrument our athletes when they're playing games, particularly in men's basketball and other sports, and we take that information to help analyze, you know, their playing time, you know, things that we recognize, maybe nutritional aspects. So this will just be able to take that to another level. And if we can build a facility, you know, that is best in class in the country, I do think when athletes come visit here, that will be attractive to them. You know, particularly when you think about injury prevention, that's a huge component of this and helping us understand when someone could be subject to injury if they go out and play.
Could I add to that a bit? Because the parallel for us is that when we recruit top-notch physicians and researchers, this will be a magnet for them as well. So when you think about redeveloping Milwaukee, it's not just about buildings. It's about programs that are magnets to people from other parts of the country. We see just a great effect for being able to recruit physician researchers, nursing researchers, and others in this area. So I think the parallel is very strong. And we ought to talk about that proudly and say part of what we want to do for Milwaukee is bring more talent and expertise in.
Would you expect maybe this is, to use a sports metaphor, maybe a softball question, but would you expect there to be a ripple effect? I mean, is this the kind of facility that's going to develop intellectual property then that needs to be scaled up outside of the realm of a facility like this?
No, we are still designing the inside facility, but part of what we're going to try to include in this is space for people to do entrepreneurial activities. So people with new ideas that they can implement and test within the facility, and if it's successful, then they can go outside the university and then scale it up. So there's definitely going to be a component. In fact, Wes Eden from the Milwaukee Bucks is even committed to helping make that happen.
Do you feel like that you approach this, given your engineering background, is there a certain engineering eye you can bring to a facility like this?
Certainly. When you think about the type of testing and the equipment that we want to use, obviously, the instrumentation of athletes, you know, we want to be doing things and building things that other parts of the country don't have. And I think the engineering component, particularly our bioengineering department, we'll do some special things.
In a way, engineering meets medicine here.
That's right. And if you think about partnerships, the real strength in partnerships is we believe we can move more quickly together than we would be able to move separately.
This is you've used the term, probably both of you have used the term transformative or transformation to describe the impact of the facility. Maybe it's an unfair question because it's not even fully designed and built yet, but what do you see as its legacy someday?
Well, I think as Mike and I have talked about it, it is really about new knowledge and information that is helpful to athletes and then beyond that. So that's new stuff that hasn't been developed nationally, that's really going to put an eye on Milwaukee. It's going to be good for the community, but it's going to be really good for the athletes and ultimately the patients we take care of. That's the legacy of it. It changes what we do with new knowledge.
Yeah, and I think when you think about this project, the potential it has, you have professional sports team, you have the biggest healthcare provider in the state in a major university. There's not another facility that contains those three elements. And once we get our employees and our students and into this facility and have them start interacting, I think the sky's the limit of the things that they're going to be able to do. It's going to be, the innovations that will happen there will be fantastic.
You mentioned Westside Partners, and if you look at this plot of land that this facility is going to be on, you don't have to drive very far to reach a really challenged part of town, whether it's up Michigan or it's Clyburn. Is there also a ripple effect that this has a chance to create as far as the future of these neighborhoods that are really, just a couple of blocks away?
Yeah, we had a great discussion recently about Near Westside Partners. So in the year or so that we've been in existence, we've all leaned into this. The anchor organizations are very committed to it. But more importantly, it's gotten a dialogue going in the community. And what we want this to do is transform the community from the inside. And we're starting to see that happen. We got an amazing letter from some residents in the community who talked about enhanced safety, new interest in businesses coming into the area. So I think the Near Westside Partners, what we're doing in that area, is a very concerted effort. This is a great tangible example of investment in the area that I believe is going to have a great ripple effect.
Yeah. And even Near Westside Partners are going to be doing things that will have a lot of synergy with this. Like yesterday we announced this Rev Up where they're going to be providing funds for a competition like a Shark Tank where people with ideas about new products and processes can come to get funded. Well, when we build these facilities, there's going to be lots of ideas generated that would fit well within there. So we can actually think about having ideas being generated in the facility and having them actually be implemented and scaled up in the Near West Side.
It is interesting to drive past that piece of land right now, and it's still just a big open field.
Yeah,
it is. In fact, we've talked a lot about this. So my office at Aurora is on Virginia Street, so I can look north and watch as this emerges from the ground. But I drive by there every morning, and I've thought a lot about the transformative aspects of it. And going back to the idea of revitalizing Milwaukee, I think this is an important part. It's a sign that private institutions are investing to make this a better place.
Well, Nick Turkle, Mike Lovell, thank you both so much. Best of luck with this project.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Nick Turkle is president of Aurora Healthcare. Michael Lovell is president of Marquette University. You'll find more coverage of plans for the Athletic Performance Research Center on the Near West Side at wuwm.com.